In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the Holy Catholic Church is the ship of the ocean of time. She is the carrier of great treasures, of great truth and charity of God. This ship is filled with so many people working together to sail to our ultimate destination. However, in this great ocean that we live, there are so many audacious sailors in other places, and there are also pirates. They neither serve the common good nor the happiness of their own soul. But we, dear faithful, are on that flagship of the Church, continually voyaging to our destination, despite of attempts of pirates ruining it for everyone. We recall that Christ is present on this ship on which we are aboard. And on this same ship, there are other crewmen rowing in order to do the will of God. There are others who watch for changes in the wind, others who repair and mend the sails, while others provide sustenance for the rest of the crew. Although it may seem that our Lord sleeps, He is perfectly aware of His crew, the apostles, and the storm that is headed their way. Let us recall indeed the omnipotence of our Lord as ruler of all creation. He knows there are attacks against His ship, and we see that all the time. Recall the persecutions from antiquity and from various centuries up to the present day that have tried to rock the boat of the Church. We then begin to fear of the dangers of the attacks against our ship. During these times of conflict, let us begin to pray, Lord, save us, we perish, just like those holy apostles. Let us learn from this prayer how we must remind ourselves of God's holy presence. Wherever we are, let us lift our hearts to God with fervent prayers and invocations. These short prayers that we say are like glances toward our Lord. And help us during the day to help us do right and to avoid evil. We are reminded of the many virtues, especially that of generosity, of simplicity, of charity, especially at the moments when we are called upon to practice them. Let us remember that we need to ask the Lord for strength during these trying times, times which seem that we need to give up and throw in the towel. But let our fervor in our faith in God grow stronger in the Blessed Sacrament, despite of all the conflict we have to bear, so that we do not fall into the despair and hopelessness. Let us continue to trust in our Lord, despite the evil that rocks His boat. A good bishop who knew very well St. Francis de Sales, patron of the Institute, had said, "Surely, it is a great mistake when good and pious people think that it is not possible to maintain inward peace amid the bustle and external disturbance. What can be more constantly restless than the ocean? No ship resting is ever still for a moment, yet we can eat and sleep as usual on board." The man who refers every action to God and has His glory as his only aim will find rest everywhere, even amid the most turbulent commotion. To these words of this certain bishop, St. Francis de Sales would add by saying, "Let us belong entirely to God, even amid the tumult and worries involved in the diversity of human affairs. And what better proof can we give of our fidelity than perseverance amid such contradictions. We must be of good cheer, no matter where we are, remembering that God's help is always accessible to those who trust in Him. When Christ calmed the storm in the Sea of Galilee, He brought peace and tranquility to the fearful apostles on that boat. Thus, in the same way, let us be at peace in our own current situation, however grave or terrible it may be, for we know our Lord is in control. Yes, there are storms and waves, but through these, let us grow in prayerful patience, so that we may grow in holiness by conquering also any personal storms we might have. And we just concluded the season of Christmas with the celebration of Candlemas yesterday, in remembrance of the divine gifts bestowed by the Christmas mystery that we all participated, the church gave us candles, blessed and holy candles, to remind us of God being with us. God Emmanuel, that is the translation. This candle also reminds us of our baptismal candle that we received through our godparents. This baptismal candle, symbol of the baptismal grace we have received, a reminder of Christ in us. In the same way, as we now journey, we begin our journey after Christmas and now onward to our voyage towards Lent and Easter, let us find opportunities to increase the grace of God in our souls by asking our Lord for them, that we become living candles, not just candles that are unlit and on display because it looks nice and all, but one that burns in love and the holy charity of God. Remember, we must be burning furnaces, just like those burning boilers and furnaces that we have in our home to heat us in this very cold weather. Therefore, we ought also to be kindled by the kindle of God's love in the holy sacraments, regular participation in them, especially that of holy confession, that of the holy Eucharist, so that we may always keep that burning wick aflame, just like these candles we have at church right now, very beautiful symbol of Christ's light to enlighten us during dark times ahead. Let us remember the great source of grace which is found in the most blessed sacrament, where God, who became flesh for all of us in the incarnation, found a wonderful way of communicating Himself to each one of us. It is in this way that He incorporates Himself to us and us in Him. He dwells in us and makes us dwell in Him, becoming our good by a grace which surpasses every other grace, since it contains in itself the author of all graces. And as the Lord has shown us His power over nature, over all creation, when He calmed the storm, remember, He can take away our fears of this current world if we simply trust in Him. Remember that we must try to banish away from us any anxiety, so that we may always have a joyful heart to look up to heaven. Remember, sometimes we like to look back on our rearview mirrors of our spiritual life, to look back at what has been past. But we must simply look forward. We must simply look forward, dear faithful, to the things that are coming in front of us. And sometimes we realize that there are so many opportunities that we miss because we drive by them all the time. And therefore, let the inspiration of God, whether it be a small whisper from a neighbor to your ear, whether it be a holy action that you want to do, whether it be a person who needs your help, Let these be encouraging actions that our Lord has inspired us to do and accomplish to make life better for ourselves and those of others, so that we may all participate in that salvation that God has won for us on the cross. So let us then acknowledge God as our Creator, Lord of all, Lord of this world, who knows the inner hearts, inner desires of our heart, and who knows what is best for each and one of us. If we simply try to do His will, this will all make our life better, no matter how grave it may be right now. Remember, all of these things will come to pass, but that of eternal life will last forever. So let us try to keep our mind set and clear, just like that boat that sails, that boat that we call the church, the ship, the flagship that is guided by the magisterium and our faithfulness in our Lord. So let us be humble about it, dear faithful, so that we can welcome all the graces and blessings that God wants to have in us. Humility is the key, the door to all of that, so that we can arise from our imperfections that we must acknowledge, our sins that we must take away and purify, and frailty that we must strengthen in. For we know we cannot rise relying only on our own strength. We are tempted to do that all the time, dear faithful, to only depend on ourselves. But we must also rely and put our confidence and trust in God Himself and His help. God alone can give us this strength, and He will give it in the measure of our confidence. The more we have trust in Him, the stronger we shall be. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.